started, Bob.
Okay.
We're going to call the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum?
All right. Dave Stewart called. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence called. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer
is here.
We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the November 14th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment this evening at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet's been provided for each one of the three cases. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening will be voted upon during the Monday, November 21st Planning Commission regular meeting, so next Monday. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first one up is Stevenson's nightly rental.
Okay, this is case number 2016-23. The project is Stevenson Nightly Rental. The applicants are John and Lynette Stevenson. And the property in question is located at 146 Sleepy Hollow Road, Hollister, Missouri. And we'll zoom in on it here. It's located right here. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 26, Township 22, Range 22. And we've got a north, south, and an east and west view of the property. The applicants are seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit, allowing for an existing five-bedroom single-family residence to be utilized for nightly rental. The background on this, on November 22, 2011, Division 3 Permit 2011-143 was issued authorizing the construction of the single-family residence in question. According to Beacon, the online GIS, the construction of the single-family residence was finalized in 2013. The single-family residence, again, is a five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bathroom. It's listed in the MLS as 8,408 square feet in total. On November 22, 2011, the Taney County Regional Sewer District also issued permit number 2011-C046, authorizing the residence's connection to public sewer. Of course, now the applicants again are seeking a Division 3 special use permit, which would authorize nightly rental of that existing residence. The applicants have applied for the special use permit with the understanding that the new owner will be required to once again seek the Planning Commission approval of a new Division 3 special use permit before utilizing the home for nightly rental, since a special use permit is non-transferable. The current application was approved for concept on October 17th. The subject property is an approximately 16,418 square foot lot, known as Lot 50, right here, of the Siesta Cove subdivision. The property in question, of course, contains this approximately 8,408 square foot, five bedroom, single family residence located at 146 Sleepy Hollow Road, Hollister, Missouri. Initially, in the review on this, the applicant had indicated that this was a Division 3 special use permit request for a bed and breakfast use. However, upon speaking with the applicants in greater detail regarding the Development Guidance Code's definition of bed and breakfast versus nightly rental, it was determined that the request is actual request for nightly rental. Basically, the code book defines a bed and breakfast as a family home occupied as a permanent dwelling by the proprietor that contains no more than four guest rooms where lodging with or without meals is provided for compensation. Basically, then it defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. The applicants have indicated again that they are planning to sell the property in question, and the applicants have further indicated that the potential buyers have expressed interest in utilizing the property in question for nightly rental. The current applicant is applying for the Division 3 special use permit with the understanding, again, that if the property sells, that the new owner would also seek a Division 3 special use permit. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit, plus two persons per bedroom. Therefore, this five-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. The property is currently served by a private well and public sewer via that sewer connection permit from 2011. The property is currently served by an existing shared drive off of Sleepy Hollow Road, and we kind of show a photo of it here. The driveway in question serves really both residences, the one at 146 and 156, that the applicants currently own. And this kind of shows the shared drive in question. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, basically one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Therefore, a total of six parking spaces shall be required. The residence is currently served by a two-car garage, a driveway, and also a shared driveway area, and meeting the minimum requirements of the Development Guidance Code for parking. The adjoining property located at 156 Sleepy Hollow Road is also served by a separate private driveway as well and garage. During the concept hearing, the applicants indicated that the shared driveway falls within a recorded ingress-egress easement. The staff's recommending that a condition be placed upon the decision of record requiring the applicants to provide a recorded copy of the ingress-egress easement to the Planning Department office. And finally, the adjoining property immediately to the north of the property in question is Sleepy Hollow Road and single-family residences within the Siesta Cove subdivision. The adjoining property immediately to the south, of course, is property owned by the Corps of Engineers, and then, of course, the Table Rock Lake. And basically, the property immediately to both the east and west is single-family residential within the Siesta Cove subdivision. Per the buffering provisions of the code book, basically it would require some type of buffering along the east and west sides, meeting the requirements of Appendix H. The project received a total score of negative 26 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, use compatibility, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Special Use Permit number 2016-23, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, the applicant shall provide a recorded copy of the ingress-egress easement containing the existing shared driveway to the Planning Department office. Five, a buffer shall be established between the nightly rental structure in question and the single-family residences immediately to the east and west, meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, this residence shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Nine, the Stevenson nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And number 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a pretty brief video here of the property. And of course, this is the residence in question. And just did a pretty quick 360 here. Just wanted to show the parking area and the parking in the garage. And then this is the shared driveway that goes over onto the neighboring property. That's all I have at this time.
Okay, John, you want to phone up? Thanks, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Anybody got any questions for John?
I've got a few. Have you gone to the HOA Board of Directors to get approval for the request to convert this to a nightly rental?
There's no homeowners association that I'm aware of.
Okay. We've got some letters from nearby homeowners opposed to the special use.